Christoph, the novice magician. Today, Christoph is very excited because it is his birthday. He woke up early and his father made him some chocolate pancakes for breakfast. During the entire morning, he was very excited and waited impatiently for his birthday lunch. When it was lunchtime, the small boy greeted his guests with a smile. His grandfather and grandmother, uncles and aunts, and all of his cousins were there. His friends from class and a few neighbors were also there. They ate the meal in the garden, and everyone was happy to be there. The adults talked a lot, and the kids played and had a lot of fun. The birthday cake was delicious, and Christoph asked for a second piece. Finally, the moment that Christoph was waiting for finally arrived. He could now open his presents. He tore off the wrapping paper one by one and discovered marvelous gifts. There were construction games, puzzles, a tennis racket, some nice-looking pants, and a lot of fabulous other gifts. Christoph finally opened the last present. What a nice surprise! His parents had given him a magic box. He was already imagining becoming a great magician who would do magic shows in front of thousands of spectators. A short time after his guests left, Christoph asked his parents, "May I do a magic show for my friends?"
"You must train first," responded his father.
"The holidays are starting soon," his mother told him. "You can train during that time. We will invite all your friends before the first day of school so you can show them your magical talents."
"That's great!" exclaimed Christoph.
Each day that passed, the small boy waited for the holidays to end more impatiently. Since the first day of the break, he started to learn magical tricks. After only a few days, he showed his parents his first trick. His parents were impressed, and they encouraged him. Christoph tried to master all the tricks that were found in his magical box, even the most difficult ones. He made mistakes sometimes and failed certain moves, but he persevered in anticipation for the show he wanted to give. The end of the holidays approached, and Christoph had almost mastered all of his tricks. He was sure that the day of the show would go well. However, one day his mother asked him, "Christoph, what magician clothes will you wear?" Christoph was never asked that question, and he did not know how to respond.
"Do not worry, my little boy. We will find a beautiful cape and a magician's hat."
The next day, Christoph's parents took him to a boutique that seemed to be specially made for magicians. He found a hat and a cape that fit him.
"Do you need a magic wand?" the salesman asked him.
"No, mister, I already have one in my magic box," responded Christoph.
The salesman then offered him a magician's ball and taught him a small trick he could present. Christoph's parents agreed to buy the ball as well, to the great delight of the little boy. The big day arrived. Christoph's mother and father placed benches and some chairs in the yard. All the guests ate sandwiches and drank juice. They began asking where Christoph was. They did not know that the magician's apprentice was practicing his tricks one last time in his room. He checked to make sure all of his materials were ready to go. Christoph's father came to check on him a few minutes before the start of the show. Christoph was a bit scared to fail his tricks in front of all his friends. His father helped him put on his cape and his hat.
"You are dashing, my son. You have the air of a small magician," said his father.
Christoph mustered up his courage and smiled. Then he took all of his accessories to the yard. Christoph waited until his mother gave him the signal to advance slowly to the place where he would do his tricks. His friends applauded him.
"Today, I will show you some tricks you have never seen before," said Christoph. "First off, I would like a volunteer."
One of his neighbors approached him. Christoph asked if he could pierce a balloon without popping it. Everyone else began to laugh because they knew it was impossible.
the small neighbor tried, and, of course, the balloon exploded. Then, with undivided attention from the crowd, Kristoff grabbed a needle and another balloon. Slowly, he pushed the needle into the balloon without popping it. He heard his friends gasp in admiration and astonishment before they began to applaud loudly. Proud of his success with his first trick, Kristoff gained more confidence in himself, and each trick that followed was performed without a mistake. All of the spectators were delighted with the show. They applauded at the end of each trick, and not one of them could figure out how Kristoff was doing them.
"Here is my final trick," announced Kristoff. "I would like 3 volunteers."
3 friends from his class came forward, curious to know what role they would play.
"I am going to give each one of you a different colored candle," said Kristoff. "I will step back and place my hands behind my back.
One of you will place your candle in my hands.
Then I will return, and without seeing the candle, I will guess your color. To show you I am a real magician, I will do this 3 times."
Kristoff turned around, and one of his friends placed a candle in his hands. The novice magician turned around and correctly guessed the color of the candle. The spectators applauded. The little boy turned around a second time and guessed the correct color again. When he had accomplished the magic trick on the 3rd correct guess, everyone stood up and clapped loudly. Kristoff was very proud of himself, and he knew that one day he would become a great magician.